Ever dream of a three-row SUV where everything for every passenger feels just right? Introducing the all-new Infiniti QX80. With available features like biometric cooling, electronic air suspension, and segment-first individual audio that isolates sound right to the driver's seat. Discover every just-right feature in the all-new QX80 at InfinitiUSA.com. 2025 QX80 is not yet available for purchase. Expected availability summer 2024. Individual audio cannot buffer all interior sounds. See owner's manual for details.
If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it, Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
School is back, and Dick's Sporting Goods has what you need to win your year. Shop the hottest styles from the best brands like Nike, Jordan, FP Movement, Adidas, and Stanley. Stop by your local store or visit Dick's.com for fast shipping. Now you're ready to win your year.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wild Card Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive. Goodman Hurdle. Watch us. MileHighSports.com. You can reach us. Roller Auctions Twitter feed at Bruce Hurdle at Eric Goodman. Today, there's an auction for construction and contracting equipment, wheel loaders, a water truck, skid steers, dump trucks, street sweepers, and more. Auction is open at RollerAuction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at RollerAuction.com/MHS. Time now for the lead.
The lead is presented by Smoke and Dave's Barbecue and Brew, Colorado's best barbecue since 2007. Get some tonight in Denver, Longmont, Lyons, and Estes Park.
Yesterday, we talked about how ESPN ranked the Broncos roster 31 out of 32 teams. I did a deep dive into players under 25 on this team. And I don't want to say the list isn't impressive. Outside of Pat Surtain, I look at these guys and I say, what have they done? And the answer is, for the most part, not much consistently. Marvin Mims is 22. But then you have Bo Nix, Pat Surtain, Javonte Williams, Greg Dulcich, Nick Benito, Riley Moss, Jaquan McMillan, all 24 years old. And when the season starts, they will be closer to 25 than 24. For most of these guys, I don't think 24 is old, especially compared to me and you. Okay.
Right.
24 is not old in terms of sports in general. But when you look at guys on your roster, 25 years and younger, you look at them as the nucleus, the core of your team. And what do you think of the core of the Broncos?
I'm okay with their core. I say it with hesitation because I don't know what I'm basing that on other than I've been around NFL teams for a long time, and I think that they've got a workable, youthful core to build on. I've already stated I'm not looking for miracles this season. I'm not looking for, you know, 9 wins and they sneak into the playoffs. I think that this
Well, you're talking about the overall roster.
Yeah. Though.
I'm talking about the core of your team moving forward. To me, if you're going to look at a player who's part of your core as a significant part of your core, then he's got to be at least a 7.5.
Okay.
Let's give our grades, because that's what we do in Sports Talk Radio. With that, Marvin Mims, 7.5 or higher?
7.5 or higher.
I agree.
He's a higher.
And Pats are 10. Don't need, even not need even, to go.
You don't even need to ask.
Bo Nix, undetermined. Now,
yes.
Let's get into five other guys. Javonte Williams, above or below?
At this point, I would say below.
Dulcich?
Below.
Benito?
He's
a one-trick pony.
Yeah, but...
Can't put him out there. You cannot put him out there all three downs.
No, but you don't need to put him out there all three downs. I would say he would be close, but probably on the downside of 7.5.
Riley Moss.
Very intriguing, but he's not there yet. Hasn't proven it. No question.
Jaquan McMillan was terrific last year, but he's played 1 year. And I go back to Damari Mathis.
Well,
in his first year,
all I can do is base it on what I've seen. I'd say he's an upper. He's as of right now, he is above 7.5.
Okay. So is that a strong core to you? Bo Nix is going to shift the scale completely.
Of course he is. Of course he is. And, you know, you've got five other guys that are right at 25. Zach Allen, Baron Browning, Lucas Kroll, Damari Mathis, and Quinn Miners.
Miners is a stud.
God, he sure is.
And I put Zach Allen 7.5, wouldn't you?
Yes, I would. I think I would.
Be fair about that.
I mean, you can make the argument that Quinn Miners is their best player.
No.
The argument. You can make an argument that he's their best player.
No, Pat Sertan's their best
player. Well, he is, but that's not what I said. I said you could make an argument.
I would not make that argument.
Well, you wouldn't.
No.
There you go.
Quinn Miners is a terrific player. Boys can get paid.
I think Quinn Miners is going to be one of the top guards in this league.
He's a guard. He already is.
Yeah.
He's great against the run, and he's great against the pass, at least when you look at him statistically.
Yeah. I think that they've got I'm not ready to say they've got a good young core. I think they have a very intriguing young core. It is a younger football team.
Well, here. Your word intriguing can be interpreted in a lot of ways.
Yes, it can.
Intriguing, I take it as potential, which is code for haven't done it yet.
Well, in truth, there's enough guys that haven't done it yet.
You know who's intriguing? Drew Sanders is intriguing.
I'll bet you dollars to donuts Drew Sanders ends up being a guy. I'll bet you right now.
I think he will be, too.
I think he will be a guy.
And you know
but
what?
But he's not going to be available this year. So.
Well, I'll tell you why he's going to be intriguing. Because I don't think Cooper and Browning both come back next year.
Probably
can't. And that'll be Drew Sanders' job.
I probably can't. You're right.
Although, what about Jonah Ellis?
They drafted him for a reason.
Well, they draft everybody for a reason.
Well, the reason is because they think that they know that they've got a Browning-Cooper issue coming up. So you and what's the saying with corners and edge rushers? You never have enough of them.
Right.
That's why.
Right. Now, in all fairness, when we're looking at this core, Sean and George both like to draft older players.
Mm-hmm.
Nix is a good example. Let's look at last year's draft.
Yep.
Chris Abrams-Drain is going to be 23 in October.
Yeah.
Devon Vele, who everyone has been drooling over during OTAs, is going to be 27 in December.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not sure... But that makes that's a cheaper player with more experience. Is that a bad thing?
No, and I'm sure that's how they looked at it when they drafted him.
Right. I just think that they do have. It is clearly a younger group. It is clearly a group that is not only younger, but that is, at least in Sean Payton's view, one that he can be excited about. I think it's clear that he's excited about the youth on this football team. He may not be as much excited about it once we get into the season, but
I'm going to give you reason for lots and lots of hope for next year and the season after. I mean, lots of hope. Number one, I don't think this team's going to win a lot of football games.
No, year. I would agree.
And people tend to forget, even though when they're reminded, they're like, oh yeah, that makes sense, right? But they forget about this until they're reminded of it. Let's say the Broncos have a top five pick this year.
Okay.
Which I think might be close to realistic.
Could be.
Okay. So you're picking five. So you look at it as, okay, I'm going to ask you, Alex, what are the outside of being, let's say they have the fifth pick in the draft. Give me other benefits of picking fifth in the NFL draft.
You get pretty much the pick of the litter. You get a top player. I mean,
yeah,
that's the obvious answer.
Right. You get a player that should make a difference immediately.
True, but not the big reason.
What is it?
You get the 37th pick, too. You keep getting the fifth.
Yeah, right.
And okay. That's what people keep that. It's not that you forget it, but that is the real benefit. Yes, you get potentially an impact player. But then you're high up, and now they have all the draft picks.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So they have all their draft picks, and they are going to be so flush with cash heading into free agency.
Yeah.
That's now.
Yeah.
Bo Nix has to work out.
Oh.
If Bo Nix.
Yeah, without question.
If Bo Nix shows promise, flush with cash, and you're probably going to have a top seven pick. And that keeps going round, around, around. Now you have an opportunity to microwave this roster.
If Bo Nix emerges from this season as the undisputed future of the Denver Broncos, they will be relevant next year.
Yes.
Period.
They'll be relevant, I agree.
Now, will they be a playoff team? I'm not going to go that far, but they will be a relevant football team trending in the right direction.
They will be better, but are they going to be better than the Chiefs? And are they going to be better than the Chargers? As you and I have talked about this many times, if Herbert really takes off under Jim Harbaugh,
yeah.
Jim Harbaugh has proven he can develop quarterbacks.
Of course he has.
Okay.
Right.
Not just because he can develop quarterbacks. He develops teams around a quarterback, yep. Right?
Yeah.
Colin Kaepernick got him to a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Right?
Sure did.
So the question is, with all the great young quarterbacks in the league, specifically in the AFC, even if Bo Nix develops, are they a playoff team with what we're looking at the Texans to potentially be?
They're definitely in the bad conference to be trying to backdoor their way into.
Yeah, but you know the funny thing is they're not even in the best division in their own conference.
Right, of course.
Because that's the AFC North.
Right.
And the Pittsburgh Steelers are the worst team in that.
Although having said that, the Chiefs remain the gold standard. I don't see them being in a position to compete with the Chiefs over the next 2 years. The Chargers are interesting. We're giving a lot of credit in advance to Jim Harbaugh, but he's got a quarterback.
Correct.
He's got a quarterback. So he is starting ahead of where certainly Sean Payton started last year, right?
I mean, I'll ask you this. Tell me, we'll play the game. Can you imagine this? Mm-hmm. Can you imagine next year, barring injuries and things like that, they're going to be better than the Chiefs? Quick yes or no?
No.
Okay. How about the Raiders? I mean, excuse me. How about the Chargers?
Yeah, I could see that. I don't know. But you're basically putting all of that on Jim Harbaugh.
No, I'm putting, well, yeah.
I mean,
I'm putting on a guy who has a proven track record everywhere he has been, and he has a franchise quarterback. So, yes, I'm giving the Chargers the nod.
Okay, I would give the. I mean, I that to me is a wash.
I think, and I could be wrong.
It's a wash.
I think the phrase "Chargers gonna Charger" died the day they hired him.
I'm not saying that, but they But they're starting from scratch, man. You want to go look at... They're starting from scratch, too. But they've got a quarterback.
Right.
So they are ahead in the game. Okay, right. I'll give you that.
So, Chiefs, Chargers, Texans.
No.
That's three teams.
Yes.
Ravens, not going to be better than the Ravens. Not going to be better than the Bengals. That's five.
Yeah, I'm not comfortable with leaving the Chargers in there, but go ahead.
Oh, I'm very comfortable keeping them in there. Just because...
Then don't ask me.
Well, okay.
I mean, for God's sake. We can agree. Just go ahead and make up your list.
Okay, and then throw in the Dolphins with Tua and those wide receivers.
Yes, I would agree with that, too.
That's six teams right there.
Okay, so that's five teams for me.
Okay.
You can't tell me the Chargers are going to be the sixth best team in the AFC next year. You just can't tell me that.
Okay, that's fine. Are you willing to put the Browns in there because of their stifling defense?
I think the Browns are... I would be more willing to fine. Put the Browns in there over the Chargers.
Okay, so now that is six teams.
All right.
Now that is six
We got
teams.
To the same place.
And, oh, by the way, you're really going to count out Josh Allen.
Yeah, they're not done yet.
That's seven teams.
Yeah.
And by your metric, we haven't included the Chargers.
Right. Well, the Chargers, I mean... You're the most ultimate prove-it guy that there is. Yep. The Chargers haven't proven jack squat.
No, their head coach has. No,
but it's all future. He did it at Michigan. Congratulations.
You know what?
He did it at Michigan.
Oh, he did it with...
When was the last time he coached in the NFL?
Oh, you mean when he took the 49ers to the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
You mean that time?
Yeah.
When he took
Sean Payton, who took the Saints to the Super Bowl. So what's the argument? It's the same damn thing.
With all due respect to Sean Payton, he's not in the same league as Jim Harbaugh's head coach. Jim Harbaugh.
Wow.
Not in the same league.
Not in the same league.
Not in the same league.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you
why.
He
won a Super Bowl.
Okay. Outside of Jimmy Johnson, the best combo, college and pro, is Jim Harbaugh. Period. It's not close. When it comes
Barry Switzer won one at Dallas with the Cowboys.
Barry Switzer won with Jimmy Johnson's talent, and we all know it.
Boy, you love to change the goalpost, man.
I'm not changing any goalpost.
Yeah, you are.
Troy Aikman quit.
Dude, did he win a Super Bowl or not?
Troy Aikman.
It's the NFL. Did he win one or not?
I'm going to state a fact for you.
All right, you go right ahead.
Troy Aikman quit football because of Barry Switzer. Just ask him.
What does that have to do with them winning a Super Bowl with Barry Switzer? What does it have to do?
Wow.
You're making an argument about this is a definitive.
It is.
Jim Harbaugh took a team to a Super Bowl and then won a national championship at Michigan.
Okay, here's the difference. Here's your difference, okay? Barry Switzer took over a Super Bowl winner.
Yes.
Jim Harbaugh took over Mike Singletary's hot mess.
I'm not denying the work he did, but I mean, I don't.
He turned around the San Francisco 49ers.
I just would like to see Jim Harbaugh do it first before we start anointing him Jesus Christ.
I have seen him do it, and you have seen him do it.
He's a good coach.
Every place he has
been,
he has turned that program around.
I agree.
Every single place he's been.
But I need to see it. I just need to see it. I'm not ready to just say because you've got Justin Herbert and you've traded away about every other important player or lost every other important player in free agency. You're starting from scratch, man.
You mean like what he did with San Francisco?
How long did it take him to get to a Super Bowl?
Let's find out. Can we get some thinking music here, please?
No, not thinking music.
Jim Harbaugh, Wikipedia. Because we know Wikipedia is always correct, and they never update anything. When Jim Harbaugh took over that's him as a player. Let's find him as a coach. Can't believe we're going this far. Okay, so when he took over the San Francisco 49ers, in his first season, he was 13-3, second season, 11-4, and then he was 12-4.
Fantastic.
So in his
I will bet you dollars to donuts he doesn't do that with the Chargers.
I didn't say that he would.
Yeah.
All I'm saying is I'm looking at his history.
Quickly.
Alex, you do me a favor. What was the San Francisco 49ers record in 2010? So 49ers record 2010. So he took over a team. I can't imagine they were 5.
6-10 in 2010.
They were 6-10.
That was the Jim Tom Sula year.
Ah, yes.
Ah, God.
So he took over a 6-10 team.
Wow.
He took over a 6-10 team, went 13-3, and lost in the NFC Championship
game. Yeah, that's pretty impressive. Agreed.
And then the following year, they went to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And then the following year, they went to the NFC Championship
And then game. What happened after that?
They were 8-8.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I'm not.
Joe,
I'm
please
not,
don't tell me you're I'm hanging not, your hat on his fourth year when he took a team that was 6-10 and went to the NFC Championship game the following year with Alex Smith.
Yeah.
Come on, you're smarter than that.
No, I mean, but...
Come on.
But
really?
But you are anointing this guy. I mean, it...
I'm looking at his, with a franchise quarterback. His history suggests they're going to be great. I'm not saying they are. I'm just saying, you know what he is? He's a blue chip stock.
Yes.
He always pays off.
That I will agree with. The question, though, is how long will it take for him to pay off?
Well, he has a little history of doing it in one season.
Okay.
Well he does.
Okay.
Well, doesn't he? Doesn't he?
In
his first 3 years.
He will not win 10 games this year. He will not win.
I am so tempted to take that bet.
Man, you've got a lot of belief in a roster that is stripped pretty bare. Based on a coach and a quarterback.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'm not quite ready to do that.
Was their first pick an offensive tackle?
Yeah, Joe Alt from Notre Dame.
Right. To be paired with Rashawn Slater. I feel really good about that. Coming up after the break, Deion Sanders is going to meet the media today.
Noon.
Are you expecting a kinder, gentler, a Sean Payton, he's really happy? Or is he going to be so agitated that by 4 o'clock this afternoon, because the press conference at noon,
right,
you're going to see Deion on every single channel. Mm. That's next.
To teach your kids financial literacy but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids spending and saving while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/pod. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda, a no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman Hurdle. Watch us, MileHighSports.com. You can reach us, Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. There's an auction for construction and contracting equipment for wheel loaders, water truck, dump trucks, pickup trucks, and more. The auction is open at rollerauction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at rollerauction.com/MHS. In the meantime, if you're looking for authentic Cajun cuisine, you need to go to Nola Jane in Lodo. I always started off with a bowl of their award-winning sausage gumbo and dirty rice, crawfish etouffee. You're a vegetarian, so stinking good. Jambalaya is really good. Six different po' boys, including the debris, which is absolutely outstanding. Head on over to Nola Jane in Lodo off of Market Street. Time now for The Buzz.
The Buzz is presented by Castle Rock Men's Health and Castle Rock in Aurora. See why Eric only trusts his health with Dr. Lee at Castle Rock Men's Health.
Okay, I tell you what. Let's make this fun.
All right.
I was thinking about your offer. Are they going to win 10 games, the San Diego Chargers? Let's make a bet right now. The bet is going to be dinner at Shanahan's with our respective others.
Okay.
You want to do that?
Sure.
Now, I hope you're going to think that I'm backing out on this, but I'm not. Because I think you would agree that actually we may not even make the bet. Because I would give you this grace. If Justin Herbert misses 7 games, we both know that's not going to happen.
No, I feel you on that. And, okay. And I will say this. In fairness to your part of the argument, their over-under after winning 5 games last year is 8.5 this
Correct.
Season. So there you go.
So with that, Justin Herbert cannot miss more than 2 games.
Cannot miss more than 2 games. And you're taking 10 as 10, and so you're saying the number is 10.
Yeah. I'll say he can't miss more than 2 games. And the number is 10.
And 10 wins.
Yes. Right. Dinner at Shanahan's,
you're
our
on.
Respective.
You're on.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Done.
You're on.
Coming up after the break, what is going to happen with Deion Sanders at his press conference today? Is he going to go off? Are we going to have tons of Deion Sanders sound tomorrow from the Big 12 Media Day? That's next.
Summer is supposed to be an opportunity to slow down, but when you look at your kids, you can't help but notice that your kids are growing up fast. Help them build independence as they grow with Greenlight. Greenlight is a debit card and money app for families where parents can keep an eye on kids' money habits while kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely. It's the easy, convenient way to raise financially smart kids. Get your first month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/pod.
If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it, Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Ever dream of a 3-row SUV where everything for every passenger feels just right? Introducing the all-new Infiniti QX80. With available features like biometric cooling, electronic air suspension, and segment-first individual audio that isolates sound right to the driver's seat. Discover every just-right feature in the all-new QX80 at InfinityUSA.com. 2025 QX80 is not yet available for purchase. Expected availability summer 2024. Individual audio cannot buffer all interior sounds. See owner's manual for details.
School is back, and Dick's Sporting Goods has what you need to win your year. Shop the hottest styles from the best brands like Nike, Jordan, FP Movement, Adidas, and Stanley. Stop by your local store or visit Dick's.com for fast shipping. Now you're ready to win your year.
People dream high in the quiet of the night. You know that I caught it. Bad, bad boy, shiny toy with a price. You know.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk. Here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman Hurdle. Watch us, MileHighSports.com. You can reach us, Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. Today, there's an auction for construction and contracting equipment for wheel loaders, a water truck, dump trucks, street sweepers, pickup trucks, implements, and more. Auction is open at RollerAuction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at RollerAuction.com/MHS. Time now for What's Trending.
What's Trending, presented by Silterhar Mazda. Get to Silterhar in Broomfield for a no-pressure buying experience at Silterhar Mazda, or find them at sthmazda.com.
Deion Sanders meets the media for Big 12 Media Day today. We just made a Shanahan's bet on what the Chargers are going to do. If we made another bet, we have essentially 8 segments per show. Will at least 3 of them be on things that Deion Sanders said today?
No. I think Deion is going to be understated. I need to be careful. I think he's going to be more understated today.
Humble.
Oh, I don't know about humble.
Well, understated is humble.
Well, I mean, I'm talking about understated for him.
Will he say
it's a relative thing?
Will he say enough things that catches the media's attention where you're going to have a bunch of sound bites from Deion Sanders?
No, I think he'll be understated. I think he'll be more, we're glad to be here. We're excited about being in the Big 12, blah, 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 kind of stuff.
I think he's going to start that way.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
I think he's going to start. He's not going to be full of bluster. He's not going to say things like, do you believe now?
Do you believe that?
Here's the problem is that unlike the CU press conferences that we see in Boulder,
sure,
that are not only well controlled with a seating chart, there's a seating chart in Boulder.
They have a seating chart?
And the favorite people get to go up front.
Wow.
From what I've been told.
Isn't that special?
Okay. Because there's one guy specifically I can think of that told me he used to sit in the front row, and one day he walked in and he was suddenly in the third row. But I digress. With that, he doesn't have his controlled minions there.
Right.
Some will be there for sure, but you're going to have the entire Big 12 media there. Who have been doing this for a long time, and they don't care if it's Deion Sanders or Jesus Christ up there.
Right.
Doesn't really matter. They will be unapologetic about asking tough questions.
Agreed.
And when you ask something that rubs Deion Sanders the wrong way, that's when he goes off.
What kind of question would it take, do you think, to set him off?
Pretty much anything.
Interesting.
Anything that challenges him personally, the program, Shadur. I mean, what makes you think? Here's a question that might set him off. What makes you think that you have a legitimate chance to win the Big 12 when you won 4 games last year and 3 of them came right at the beginning of the season?
Yeah.
Oh, you think that's going to set him off? You better believe it is. What makes you think that your offensive line is improved while you have more talent, yet none of these guys have ever played together? And as you know, as a former NFL player, it's about continuity.
Sure. That's a very legitimate question.
Think that's going to set him off?
I don't know.
How come Shadur takes so many sacks and then he'll go off on his offensive line last year? Oh, okay. But watching the tape, I'm sure you saw, as a former defensive back, yes, the offensive line wasn't very good, but I think it is fair to say he holds onto the ball too long. Do you see that too?
Yeah, those are all questions that could anything that challenge him, his
acumen. He is the guy.
When you make it personal with him, then it's.
And somebody will make it personal.
Yeah.
Not on purpose necessarily.
Right.
It might happen by accident. Deion Sanders is the type of guy that lets you know he played and you didn't.
Yeah. Right. And there's legitimacy to that, but it's not all the all to end all. I mean, it doesn't mean that there aren't still very valuable and interesting questions that can come from people just that they didn't play.
Here's a question that would set them off. The house that your sons bought you, do you own it now?
You're the only one that would ask that.
Oh, that would set him off.
But yes.
Do you have the deed to the house?
I don't think you're going to be in Vegas today.
All you have to do is ask him that one question.
Yes.
Okay? And that will set him off for the rest of the press conference.
That one would. Yes.
But almost any, all you have to do is wind him up a little bit, and then he will get on the defensive about everything.
Do you
else.
Think there will be someone in attack dog mode in the media?
Somebody will be.
It could be. I'm betting on the kinder, gentler
to start.
Deion
yes.
Sanders
to
yeah.
start. Yes.
All right. We'll see how it goes. But just for our purposes tomorrow, yeah, I would think that there'll be some meat on the bone to chat with about. I don't think there's any question.
Over under three or less segments.
I'll go less.
Less.
I think we'll get a couple of segments out of Deion.
I think so, too. What do you have coming up on Just In Case You Missed It?
We'll chat about the Wander Franco situation as he was formally charged with his crimes yesterday, and also dive into Paul George calling the Clippers contract offered to him disrespectful. That's up next on Morning Drive on Mile High Sports.
I love you more than a California sunset, more than a beer when you ain't 21.
Summer is supposed to be an opportunity to slow down, but when you look at your kids, you can't help but notice that your kids are growing up fast. Help them build independence as they grow with Greenlight. Greenlight is a debit card and money app for families where parents can keep an eye on kids' money habits while kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely. It's the easy, convenient way to raise financially smart kids. Get your first month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/pod.
At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Mike Tirico here with some of the 2024 Team USA athletes. What's your message for the team of tomorrow?
To young athletes, never forget why you started doing it in the first place. You have to pursue something that you're passionate about.
Win, lose, or draw, I'm always going to be the one having a smile on my face.
Finding joy in why you do it keeps you doing it.
Be authentic, be you, and have fun.
Joy is powering Team USA during the Olympic and Paralympic Games. Comcast is proud to be bringing that inspiration home for the team of tomorrow.
Ever dream of a three-row SUV where everything for every passenger feels just right? Introducing the all-new Infiniti QX80. With available features like biometric cooling, electronic air suspension, and segment-first individual audio that isolates sound right to the driver's seat. Discover every just-right feature in the all-new QX80 at InfinityUSA.com. 2025 QX80 is not yet available for purchase. Expected availability summer 2024. Individual audio cannot buffer all interior sounds. See owner's manual for details.
You know the day destroys the night, night divides the day. Try to run, try to hide, break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side, yeah.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive. Goodman Hurdle. Watch us. MileHighSports.com. You can reach us. Roller Auctions Twitter feed at Bruce Hurdle at Eric Goodman. Today, there's an auction for construction and contracting equipment for wheel loaders, water trucks, skid steers, dump trucks, street sweepers, pickup trucks, portable offices, implements, and more. Auction is open at RollerAuction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at RollerAuction.com/MHS. Time now for the final word.
The final word is presented by the McKenzie Law Firm. Don't wait before it's too late. Protect your family by setting up a will, living will, or estate plan with Dan McKenzie at themckenziefirm.com.
Just in case you missed it, is presented by Masterpiece Roofing. When a hailstorm hits, Masterpiece will fight your insurance company and make your roof look like a masterpiece. Go to masterpieceroofing.com.
Alrighty, guys. Just in case you missed it, this coming from Brett McMurphy this morning. Brett, your mark speaking to Action Network headquarters, and he said the schools leaving the Pac-12, which are Arizona, Arizona State, Cal, Colorado, Oregon, Stanford, UCLA, USC, Utah, and Washington, those schools will still play in Pac-12 affiliated bowls in the next two seasons and not in bowl tie-ins with their new conferences. What do you think about this, about them playing still in the Pac-12 affiliated bowl?
Well, it actually makes sense. These agreements were made years ago, and it didn't take into account such a seismic shifting where you're taking a Pac-12 and basically it disintegrates. You've still got to be able to fill your bowl games. So I don't see any big whoop about it. I mean, I don't know.
But how do you slate these teams when a lot of them aren't even playing?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, there has to be some form of selection process, right?
You can't base it on conference record, can you?
No, you can't, really.
What if you have four teams that are 8-4?
No, you're right.
How do you decide who goes where?
I mean, there's got to be a pecking order on how decisions are made, and maybe it's with the payout. I don't know. I don't know. The payout that maybe the bowl with the highest payout gets to make the first choice. I don't know. It'll work out, but it's an unfortunate consequence of the dissolving of the Pac-12.
Yormark also saying this morning he believes the Big 12 has clearly solidified itself as one of the nation's top three conferences. Would you say they're third behind the SEC and the Big Ten?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would.
Because the ACC is going to dissolve eventually.
Yeah.
And, oh, by the way, I was reading yesterday that the two leaders of the pack that want to leave the ACC are Clemson and Florida State.
Right.
And the Big Ten is not offering those two schools the money that they want. SEC is not offering those two schools the money that they want. Yeah. The Big 12 will. I have a feeling you are going to see Florida State and Clemson in the next 3 to 5 years in the Big 12.
It's a very real possibility. Because then you still have Miami and Florida State that you got to figure out, right?
Well, no, Florida State and Clemson are the two teams leading the way wanting to get out.
Yeah.
And then you do have Miami.
But then you've still got to deal with Miami.
I would love to see North Carolina come to the Big 12.
Of course. But don't you think they're more likely to go to the Big Ten?
Can you imagine if North Carolina and Duke joined the Big 12?
Yeah.
What would that basketball conference look like?
Whew. Well, I think the Big 12 is already, to me, the best basketball conference in the country. So,
it is. Anyway. Bad timing for Tad Boyle.
Tough timing. Tough timing. You lose three guys to the draft. Oh, and now you're going into the Big 12.
Yeah.
Ew.
Couple transfers as well.
Yeah.
Tad Boyle has connections to Kansas. I don't think he wants it this way.
Yeah. Maybe not quite as strong a tie to Kansas. Right.
All right, just in case you missed it, Paul George said on his podcast P with Paul George that the Clippers initially offered him a two-year deal worth $60 million, which he described as disrespectful. George also said that the Clippers inched their offer up through the season. Kawhi Leonard said yesterday that Paul George's departure was no surprise to him and that they talked the whole way through. If George can still play at a high level in Philly, how scary is that big three with him, Joel Embiid, and Tyrese Maxey?
On paper, it's really good.
But you know what I found the most shocking? That Paul George came out and said he wanted to go to Golden State instead.
Yeah. Yeah, that was interesting.
And he had to settle for the 76ers.
Yeah.
I got news for you, Paul. You got a much better chance to win your first ever NBA title playing in Philadelphia than you do playing for the Warriors.
I would agree with that. No question. I mean, at least you're paired with Embiid. The problem is being paired with Embiid hasn't meant much to the Philadelphia 76ers.
I mean, how would you feel if you're a Philadelphia 76ers fan and they are born with a chip on their shoulder?
Sure.
Philadelphia fans. Yep. I mean, the old joke is, you know, they go to the airport to cheer the Rocky landings.
Right.
How would you like to be a 76ers fan knowing that you married a guy, and the guy said publicly, I wanted to marry somebody else but settled for you?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
I mean, they can't bring snowballs into that arena, yep. I'm guessing. But if they could, Santa Claus would have gotten off easy compared to what Paul George would have faced.
Yeah, that's a tough crowd, man. And Paul George hasn't played in that kind of environment. Boston... Philly,
yeah.
That is a different world. New York,
they will turn on you fast.
Yeah, they do.
They prop you up when you're great,
mm-hmm.
and they will rip you apart if you're not performing.
No, you're absolutely right.
Like Kyrie Irving.
Yes.
Yeah, very much. Just didn't work with Kyrie Irving. Period.
All right, just in case you missed it, Tampa Bay Rays shortstop Wander Franco has been formally charged with sexual abuse and sexual exploitation against a minor in the Dominican Republic. He's been under investigation since July 10th of last year. And Franco, just 23 years old, agreed to an 11-year, $182 million extension contract back in November of 2021. That was just 70 games into his Major League career. Assuming he doesn't play in the MLB again, is Wander Franco one of the biggest wastes of talent you can remember?
Well, sir, I mean,
there are lots of guys who fall under that category.
Yeah, this is as tawdry a tale as I've come across in a while. When you stop to consider that allegedly, the young woman that we're talking about, the 14-year-old's mother, was actually paid to consent to the relationship that Franco had with him, with her daughter. I just can't even get there. It's so repugnant to me. So, and I don't know how the wheels of justice spin in the Dominican Republic, but he's been charged with it now, so we'll see how it goes. Yeah. I would be surprised to see him back ever, unless he's exonerated in the major leagues. You're talking about a 23-year-old all-star.
He's a number one prospect in baseball a couple years ago.
No question about it.
You know, Tampa Bay never throws out contracts like this, but they did to Franco.
Which is, yeah, you're right. It's remarkable, but come on, dude. Come on. Seriously?
Our last one here. Just in case you missed it, Vikings coach Kevin O'Connell said that Sam Darnold will continue as Vikings' lead quarterback when training camp opens later this month. O'Connell said, I would say Sam would be the guy I would look to based on the spring he's had and really where he's at in his career and his quarterback journey. You have any comments on the Vikings going with Darnold as QB1 right now and not J.J. McCarthy?
J.J. McCarthy, behind the scenes, has not gotten high marks.
And he was seen as a project anyway because he's so young.
Yep. So, I mean, that's a guy that maybe you shelve and you work on him throughout the season. And that's why getting someone like Darnold was a smart move. And they paid a premium for him. So, yeah, good for the Vikings.
That was Masterpiece Roofing. Just in case you missed it, if you got damaged by hail, don't worry about it. Work with Masterpiece. They have an entire team dedicated to going after insurance companies. Not just like one person who makes a couple of phone calls. A team that goes after insurance companies. Many, many years ago, a friend of mine had $30,000 worth of hail damage.
Wow.
Masterpiece went after him. Or Masterpiece went after that insurance company.
Uh-huh.
And my buddy paid the $500 deductible.
Wow.
That was it. and the insurance company paid the rest. That's the type of company you want to work with. Also, they back all of their work with a 5-year material and labor warranty because, hey, they hire the best roofers and they work with the best materials. They will stand behind their product. Go to masterpieceroofing.com. That's going to do it for us. Terrific job today, guys, Gordon and Alex. Same with you, Bruce. I'll try and do better tomorrow. Make the best possible day you can.
Ever dream of a 3-row SUV where everything for every passenger feels just right? Introducing the all-new Infiniti QX80. With available features like biometric cooling, electronic air suspension, and segment-first individual audio that isolates sound right to the driver's seat. Discover every just-right feature in the all-new QX80 at InfinityUSA.com. 2025 QX80 is not yet available for purchase. Expected availability summer 2024. Individual audio cannot buffer all interior sounds. See owner's manual for details.
School is back, and Dick's Sporting Goods has what you need to win your year. Shop the hottest styles from the best brands like Nike, Jordan, FP Movement, Adidas, and Stanley. Stop by your local store or visit Dick's.com for fast shipping. Now you're ready to win your year.
If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it. Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At Ashley, you'll find colorful furniture that brings your home to life. Ashley makes it easier than ever to express your personal style with an array of looks in fun trending hues to choose from earth tones to vibrant colors to calming blues and greens. Ashley has pieces for every room in the house in the season's most sought-after shades. A more colorful life starts at Ashley. Shop in-store, online today. Ashley, for the love of home.
If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it, Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.